Hey, Drew.
Hey, John.
I have a Christmas present here for you.
Oh, wow. That's
Merry
so nice.
Christmas.
Should I open it?
Well, it's not Christmas yet, but... Oh. All right, go ahead.
Okay,
all right. Yeah.
A lot of tape. Oh, it's a CD with the archive on it.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks.
I'm John.
And I'm Drew.
And you're listening to The Ourchive,
our ever-growing library of everything, 1 hour at a time. Oh. Careful. Save that. I want to use that later.
Oh. You want the bow, too?
Yeah. Thanks.
No problem.
Should we say Merry Christmas?
Well, this is like a little, I guess
it's...
This is like a Christmas Eve present.
Yeah.
Did you ever open any presents on Christmas Eve? Like Christmas presents, but opened them on Christmas Eve?
As a kid, I think we did once.
Yes! Oh, wait, what? One time? As in like 1 year?
I think 1 year... They allowed us to open one gift.
That was my pattern for a while. That was the pattern.
You got to open one gift?
Yeah, on Christmas Eve. It was like... What it was. I can't remember exactly how this got... Well, I do know how it got started. So I really, really, really wanted this giant... It was like 24-inch, like 2-foot-tall... Hulk Hogan action figure that I saw at Spencer's Gifts.
Was it like a doll? Like, was it soft or was
it? No, it was.
Like,
it was like hard plastic.
As if they had taken an actual action figure and scaled it up.
Yes,
to 2 feet tall.
Yes.
Okay.
It was Hulk Hogan. I wanted it, and I think what must have happened was I told my mom like I really, really want this, and maybe I was gonna go buy it. Like maybe I'd saved up my allowance or something.
Yeah.
And she said, "Well, actually, we bought that for you for Christmas." Oh. And I was like, "Oh, wow." And this is completely independent of Santa. Like I'm still assuming that like I'm going to get some like
some
Santa
stuff from
haul.
Santa.
Yeah. So I was like, "Oh, wow. That's cool."
Yeah.
And so I guess at that point like they started like putting presents under the tree before Christmas.
Okay.
You know, like they would wrap presents for, my mom would wrap presents for other people.
Yeah.
And put them under the tree, you know?
Sure.
And so mixed in with that, she put the Hulk Hogan box.
Did you know?
Well, what I did, this is the thing. So I knew, like, I would go into the store, right? And I would hold it, and I would, like, run my fingers over the box, you know?
Get
so
the sense of the
pretty good idea of, what kind of packaging this was. And then I'd go home, and I would compare my mental notes with the boxes under the tree, and I would look at them, you know? And what really gave it away, though, was the front window of the box had this very loud... cellophane type clear display.
Yeah.
And so I could just sort of tap on the box under the tree and I can hear that cellophane going, and I'd, oh, that's Hulk Hogan right there. So I would just come home every day and kind of like shake the box a little bit.
But didn't the size of it, like, wasn't it clear by the size?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. It was totally, totally clear. But wow. I didn't get to open it until Christmas Eve. So Christmas Eve came, and I was like, okay, you can open it.
Was it any less enjoyable since you knew what it was?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
I really dug it. But even here's what made it even better was, I think, the anticipation.
Yeah.
Normally, you know, you're like, well, I'd really like to get this gift, but I don't know if I'm going to get this gift.
Right.
So you spend that whole period, the build up, not really knowing one way or the other.
Yeah.
But if you know about it, then it just sweetens the anticipation. It's just amplified.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, what happens when you don't know what you've gotten is you're, like you said, you're hoping that you got it. And then what could happen is there's a box that looks like the thing you want. And you're like, I think that's it. I think this is it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like the right weight and the right shape. And you're like, I think this is it. And then if you open it, it could be pretty upsetting if it's not the thing.
Yeah.
Which I think has happened to me before.
I'm pretty sure it's happened to me, too.
Probably happens to everyone at some point.
We're talking about presents, right?
Yeah, we're talking about presents, mainly specific to Christmas time.
Christmas, yeah.
Or Hanukkah.
Kwanzaa.
Any winter gift-giving situation.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. If you, if your solstice.
Sure.
Equinox.
Should we just talk about maybe the gifts that we got to start with?
Sure.
Okay. I did a little list.
Good.
And I want to be clear to friends and family. These are not necessarily my favorite gifts, but they are certainly some of the most memorable.
Yeah.
And I don't want anyone to think, never got him a gift that he liked. Not true.
I want you to do that. Post in the comments.
This person take never gave me a gift.
Yes. Now, are these memorable because of the gift itself? Or are they memorable because of the circumstances, or both?
I have both situations.
Oh, excellent.
I have both situations. Well, I will start with what might be one of the most memorable that I got as a kid, and all these are fairly old gifts. Mm-hmm. But I got. It was one of the, you know, these things like you with Hulk Hogan where I wanted this so bad. And so I was just hoping that I was going to get it. And I did. And it was the Thundercats Lair.
Ah, the Cat's Lair.
Yeah, this is a toy that was the headquarters for the Thundercats. So if you already had the Thundercats action figures, which I did, they could... be used in tandem with this lair. The lair.
It really enhanced your Thundercat playing.
Yeah, because, yeah. It took it to a whole new level.
Yeah.
Up to that point, of course, I'd been merely imagining a lair, you know, or perhaps constructing my own out of boxes and stuff like that, which, you know, don't get me wrong, that's fine.
Sure.
And that worked. But to have an actual product, an actual piece of plastic molded into the shape of the lair. Yeah. Maybe I should describe it. I mean, we can find a photo. But what it was is basically a building in the shape of a cat. It had a big blue cat's head.
It was almost like. Like a Sphinx.
It was configured much like the Sphinx. And his paws, the front paws, you could lift them up. And one of them is where the what did they call it? Their tank that they drove. The battle tanker.
Battle rar.
Yeah.
Battle paw. I don't know.
It would supposedly come out of that paw. Yeah. I don't think that, like, if you had the tank, the toy, I don't think it fit in there.
It didn't fit. Yeah, it wasn't to scale.
Which was okay, too. I mean, you just sort of pretend like it had just come out of there.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're resourceful.
And it had, you know, like, the front door. And I don't think there was a whole lot going on inside of it.
It was mostly a facade, as I remember. But I think you could do something with the head, couldn't you?
You could move the head like around, it may have projected the logo.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
I might be wishfully remembering that or something.
Yeah, I don't really remember it doing too much.
Yeah.
I mean, like, in comparison, if you were, like, to line up all of, like, the signature, like, headquarter playsets.
Yeah.
It was maybe not the most perfunctory.
I think it was mainly aesthetically rewarding.
Yeah.
What it didn't have that a lot of those bases had was the ability to open up, right? Like,
yeah,
you could unlatch it, open it, and then inside there was a playset.
Yeah.
Whereas this one, it was just the facade for the most part.
Yeah. I mean, you could put things behind it.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
It was like, I mean, like a Dungeon Master screen, kind of.
Yeah.
But with Thundercats.
But that's probably the most memorable one,
yeah,
that I have.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Those play sets were awesome. I had, there were a few playset style things. Like, I maintain today that that is what separates the toys of the 80s versus anything else. And why
do
I
do they not have toys?
They make play sets today, but not on the scale uh-huh. that they did, and not in the quantity that they did back
right.
then. Because, like, every Christmas I remember there being like a new G.I. Joe play set.
Uh-huh.
So they had like the headquarters, they had the Terror Drome, the yeah. Cobra headquarters. They had the aircraft carrier.
Yeah.
I mean, the aircraft carrier, that's one of those things that will, like, that will stop me in my tracks for the rest of my life. Wherever I see it,
yeah.
that thing is going to stop me in my tracks. But so there were all these, like, progressively, you know, they yeah. would invent something new. There was a space shuttle launch complex one year.
Oh.
And I didn't have most of these, but
yeah.
they were...
Well, friends would have them.
Right, yeah. Yeah,
they were out there. You see them in the store, yeah.
But there were all kinds, and every, like, toy line seemed to have a playset
yeah.
back then.
Yeah.
There, even, like, the really lame ones, like Brave Star, they had,
yeah.
like, a pretty elaborate, nice playset.
They had the horses, too, didn't they?
Yes. Brave Star? Yeah, yeah. They had, good ones. Pee-wee's Playhouse had a playset.
Come on.
Yeah.
These plays...
Everything did.
It would have been nice if, like, sitcoms had playsets.
Like the Roseanne playset.
Yeah, or the Facts of Life playset.
Yes. Oh, it'd be the store.
Yeah.
Out of This World or whatever it was called.
yeah.
Out of Our Heads. I can't remember what it was called. They had that retail store.
Yeah.
It was the novelty shop where they had like the chattery teeth, little toys and stuff. Yeah. I got totally off on the playset thing, and now
you try to remember it, and I'll talk about another one.
All right,
okay. All right. I also, another one that was really memorable was I got television.
Oh.
My own television.
That's pretty rad.
And I think it was like 13 inches,
mm-hmm.
13-inch screen.
That's a good child television.
You know, and it was, I think... It had the knobs, you know,
uh-huh.
on the TV. And I was about 12, and my sister was really angry because she had gotten one, I think, for her birthday that year. And she had turned 16.
She was older, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And so she was pretty upset that she had to wait till 16 to get a television. And I only had to wait till 12 years old.
Did you hold that over her?
I mean, you should. I'm sure I did. I'm sure I made a big.
Should have been. I'm going to go enjoy day one of my advanced 4-year.
Well, I have an
head start.
I have an abiding memory of that morning, the TV getting set up in my room, you know, which was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I couldn't believe I had a TV in my room. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
It blew me away.
It's a revolution.
Yeah. It was something that I never thought could happen.
Now, did you have any kind of, like cable or anything like
no,
that hooked
no,
up to
no.
it? So it was just
not
regular.
Initially. It's definitely yeah. not initially. It was just network television. And, in fact, what I remember so vividly is sitting in my room, I think on the floor, mm-hmm. watching the parade.
Mm.
And just being like, this is awesome. This is so great. I've got a TV in my room. It's on my desk. Like, I had a little writing desk thing. It's sitting on my desk. I'm sitting on the floor. The parade is on. And I was so happy to be watching the parade.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why, you know. I think it was just because
it set the scene.
Yeah.
You know?
And so that's a really a really good one. I will that especially, you know, coupled with my sister's ire.
That actually reminds me of one. This isn't the one that I was originally going to start with.
Mm-hmm.
I'll come back to that one. But that reminds me when I the Christmas that I received the Sega Genesis.
Whoa.
And it came with Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
And I had maybe played Sonic the Hedgehog in a store, you know, like in a store display, but it wasn't an arcade game, so you couldn't play it in an arcade.
Yeah.
So you had to either have a friend or find
there
it
were
in the store.
Arcade versions of it.
Were there really?
They were made for very specific places.
Oh, okay.
I think, at least in the U.S.
Huh.
Because I think they actually made one for a movie.
Oh.
To feature it in a movie. It may have. Oh, it was Wayne's World, I think. Oh. I think Wayne's World featured. Maybe Sonic it didn't have a cabinet, but certainly in that Noah's Arcade commercial, they showed Sonic the Hedgehog. Sonic. But I think they did have a couple cabinets.
Interesting.
I might be wrong about that.
I mean, I wouldn't put it past that. I just never ran into it myself.
And I would bet that they had them in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
Full-on cabinets. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, I got Sonic the Hedgehog, and I got the Genesis, and I hooked it up in my bedroom.
Nice.
And that was the first. That was the first game system.
So you already had a television.
I had the television. I think I must have gotten the television like for my birthday previously, because that was already like established.
Yeah.
And I remember. I remember the TV was not a Christmas present, so it had to be a birthday present.
Okay.
And I had a Nintendo. I did not have a Super Nintendo. I had a Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yeah.
And I sort of. Skipped over the Super Nintendo,
okay,
and got the Genesis, and I got it. I hooked it up that morning,
yeah.
And I remember like that day. There were a couple of other presents, like small presents, that were totally insignificant. Like I had they were
yeah.
I might have gotten around to looking at them in January, but the Genesis was. That and I had this a similar feeling. Like I remember, it was like later Christmas morning,
yeah,
like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, or whatever. And I leave the living room, I get everything hooked up, and I'm sitting there playing Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh.
You know, for the essentially the first time,
yeah,
discovering everything.
Man.
And I'm in my bedroom, and it's fantastic.
That there's that feeling, you know, when you're a kid, and I still experience it to some degree now, that of post, you know, Christmas present opening, after you've opened everything and you're sitting there, and hopefully you're happy with what you've gotten, and you're just sort of like, you know, wow, this is a whole new, you know, forget everything that was before, because life is totally different now that I have these things, you know, and that lasts for the day probably.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then the next day you're sort of like back to life as normal. but for that one day, you know, it's like all bets are off. And,
yeah.
and especially if you have like family that you're visiting later in the day,
man.
And you're like,
encore. Yeah. Yes, totally.
Because you're totally sitting there and you're like, there's more coming.
I know, yeah.
Yeah.
That's like the perfect balance. Like, and I don't know, maybe this was just the way it worked because of our family arrangements, but we had like I would go to my father's side of the family Christmas gathering on Christmas Eve. So there were presents there.
Yeah.
And they were never as great as the ones that I would get on Christmas morning.
Sure, sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Because those are the ones that like people have really put their heart and soul into, right? But it was like this nice, there was an arc to it.
Yeah.
So that you would get this, I would get the one present at home on Christmas Eve. And that was a hell of a kickoff.
But wait. So did you open that before you went to your dad's family?
Yes.
Ooh,
I would open it right before dinner on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
And then that was always, you know, a very specific
present. That would be a struggle for me because I would want, you know, I open that present, I'd really want to interact with it.
Oh yeah.
And you have to go eat dinner and then you have to go away.
Oh yes. But it's like sweet torture.
All right.
Then when you come home later, then it is.
It's sort of like all over again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. It's renewed. But then you have sort of a rising action where you get a little more quantity from like aunts and uncles or whatever.
And
they're solid presents. They
sometimes
may not be
there's
like,
something in there that's totally.
Oh yeah, you can get like a dark horse that comes out of the
what's
out
this?
Of nowhere.
They had no idea that
something
you wanted
you didn't even know
it.
Existed.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, wow.
And grandma's like, well, I saw it.
Yeah,
I thought you'd like it.
Yeah.
I love it, Grandma.
Yeah.
I love it.
And then you know you come home, you get to bed, and like. That's either the easiest night to fall asleep or the hardest night to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Because like if you've really gotten excited over the course of the night, then you're ready to go to sleep. You know, you're ready to fall asleep. But if there's something that you're dying to open the next day, or you feel that you may have a chance at, then it could be very hard.
Yeah.
And I was always very good about waking up intuitively on Christmas morning. I don't know. I really don't know how I did it, but
what do you mean intuitively?
I would never wake up on my own any day.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
I would never instinctively rise at a certain point when I was supposed to. At, you know, 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock or whatever.
No, I'm imagining like you're laying in bed Christmas morning, sound asleep on your back, and then your eyes suddenly shoot open.
They did.
And you slowly rise up in your bed like Dracula. And then you float to the living room.
Yes. But I would immediately.
Yeah.
I would get up at like 5:30.
Yeah.
And would be bam, out the bed, into the living room. And I guess my parents could hear me, you know. I would run in there and I would be the first one up. At least in like the early years. Once I got like into like junior high, that area, then I would maybe sleep a little bit later and my parents would be awake by the time I got up.
But, have you seen a Christmas Story?
Yeah, a long time ago.
I was gonna ask if you were like not Ralphie, but his little brother Randy, I think is his name. Who, when they run downstairs Christmas morning, Randy's reaction is, "Oh boy! Wow! Look at all that's for me! Wow! Oh boy! A fire truck! That's for me!"
That's pretty much it. Yeah,
yeah.
I would like sort of just stare at everything and just gaze in awe.
It's pretty unbelievable.
It is. Yeah. And then dive into it, you know, one at a time. Yeah. Mom and dad would sit there or whatever. But then if you've got daytime activities after that where there is the potential for more presents, then it's sort of a nice little bookend to the thing.
We, like I said, we one year they let us open a present. But every other year, you know, we only would open presents Christmas morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then about midday, we'd head over to my grandma's house. Mm-hmm. And that's when my dad's whole side of the family convened there. My dad has 6 brothers, and they all pretty much have families of their own. And so, you know, this house is full of families, right? And my grandma had what was referred to as the hot seat. So the hot seat was a chair, okay? And
fire.
When you sat in the hot seat, you got all of your gifts at once from all of your aunts and uncles.
Oh, okay.
So once everyone was there, they'd usually go in order from youngest to oldest.
Right.
So, and I was one of the youngest for, I think for most of the time. And so I would often get to go first. And you'd sit in this chair and they just pass you gifts and you're opening them.
Oh, man, that's nice.
Like you said, you know, it's not necessarily going to be great stuff that you really, really wanted or that you asked for, but, you know, still gifts. And there was one year that I had a dark horse, as you mentioned, from, I think it was from my grandma. Mm-hmm. My mom or dad are going to have to correct me on this if I got it wrong. But I got this battleship. Hmm. It was just this toy, like, it was probably like 4 or 5 feet long.
Wow.
And it was, you know, to be honest, it was just like this solid piece of plastic, cast that had been cast in a mold, right? No moving parts.
Right.
It had decals on there. And then it also came with some jets. Oh, cool. Or it wasn't a battleship. It was an
aircraft carrier.
That's okay. What it was. And it had jets. They were also just a solid molded piece of plastic in the shape of a jet. But it was phenomenal. Like, I can remember once I was done on the hot seat, pulling that thing out of the box immediately and going into my grandma's dining room and just like spending the rest of the day in there with that thing, you know, landing and taking off. It was so great. And it was
probably
really
great when they wanted to eat. And you're, yeah. Drew, come up to the table.
We're not cleared for takeoff. We came up short. We lost Weir's Bowski. Oh man, it was phenomenal. And it was, I think what strikes me so much about that particular gift is how simple it was, you know.
Right.
In an age of toys that were like Transformers, He-Man,
yeah, really detailed,
Ninja Turtles,
really
like,
articulate.
Yeah, and I loved those kinds of toys, you know. Yeah. That was exactly what I wanted, that this you know, piece of plastic, and that's all it was so awesome to me.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, I love that thing. I don't even know what happened to it either. Huh. Maybe my parents threw it away.
Oh,
they didn't
man.
Want me to be happy.
you hit on something there with the going first, like the youngest to oldest.
Yeah.
Because my family has like alternated over the years. Like for the longest time, it was youngest to oldest. And then at some point we kind of flipped. I think that might have been like once there weren't any really young kids.
Yeah.
Like once, I think I was the youngest on my mom's side until my cousins had kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the youngest on my dad's side until I was probably like 10 or 12.
Yeah.
And I think like after that point, they switched and started going oldest to youngest. And I remember, like, I loved that I got to go first, but I was super self-conscious about it. Like, and not actually the opening of the presents, but I didn't want to seem like overeager about starting to open the presents. Like, I mean, obviously that's what I'm looking forward
yeah.
to about this family gathering when I'm 8 years old.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
I want to open presents. That's the only reason I'm here.
Yeah.
You know? And so they would say, you know, okay, now it's time to pass out the presents. And I had to focus. Like, I had to pass out presents to other people.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I would just sit there and, like, stare at my presents and, like, shake and tremor, you know, from trying to hold back.
Would you have... So you're, like, playing it cool?
Yeah, yeah.
Would you pretend, like, oh, I got presents?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I would, like, pick something up.
Oh, should I
like,
open it now?
Oh, this one's mine. Oh, okay. Put it over. I'll stack this over by my chair.
Oh, John, honey, go ahead and open that now. Oh, should I?
Are you now? Okay.
I should go first.
Oh, am I starting? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Or the worst, though, it would be even worse, is if you, like, you tear into
yeah.
something with vigor. Like, you're really excited about this.
Yeah.
And then you get in there, and you're like, I don't know what it is. And then, like, all of a sudden, your enthusiasm just
yeah.
sort of drains. And it's not like, you're not, like, upset or anything.
Yeah.
But it's like, you dive at it
yeah.
with such aggression, like, so much excitement. And then your excitement just sort of tempers.
Yeah.
And but it looks like you're like totally deflated.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, that's terrible.
You gotta be careful. You can't. That kind of speaks to your wanting to play it cool. I mean.
Oh yeah.
It's almost like you need to translate to the opening of it so that you don't betray confusion or. Disappointment,
right?
You
yeah.
know, oh man,
yeah.
It's dicey.
So that's the pattern you strive for, is to be very humble and very unassuming as you're passing out the presents or collecting them.
Yeah.
And then as you begin to open them, you got to, like, you know, indicate a little bit of curiosity. Yeah. Like, you don't have suspicions about what this might be because you don't want to...
Oh, what's this? Oh.
Oh,
Oh, this is cool.
Oh. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Even if you know what it is, you know, or if you don't know what it is, that's the way you go. If you do know what it is, then
I think
the
if you know
way.
What it is, my go to is I think I know what this is.
Right?
Wait a minute. Oh,
is this? It is. What do we got here? All right.
Oh man. And. Both?
Wow.
Whoa.
You shouldn't have.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin? Alvin? Alvin!
Okay! Business, business time is near. Time for toys and time for cheer.
Gift that I got 1 year that I remember both because I was something I really wanted and in the technique or the method by which it was given to me. 1 year, I think I was probably a young teenager, maybe 13 or 14. And I really wanted a drawing desk, you know, felt like, it's one of those things where you're like, I will be a better artist if I have a drawing desk.
Right, yeah.
You know, my skills will increase tenfold.
Because you'll be like, you'll be using
Pro Tools. I'll have a desk that's made for drawing.
Yeah.
And so I really wanted one. And you know, I think in my head, I think I thought I would get one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Christmas morning comes, and there's definitely nothing under the tree that's the size
resembles
or shape.
A drawing desk. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there might have even been a big gift, but it wasn't for me.
Ah.
Which can be, that's a whole other kind of, this is too harsh a word for it, but a whole other kind of disappointment where you think that you're like, oh, I really want this thing. And then you see something that looks like it's that thing and it's for someone else.
Oh,
and you're like,
oh,
come on. But, there was nothing that, looked like it. I think I opened all the gifts, you know, and obviously none of them were drawing desks. but I was also, you know, I was like, well, that's cool. I mean, it's a big thing. Like,
yeah,
I was
you weren't
hopeful,
necessarily like counting,
but
on
not
it. Yeah.
Totally counting on it. But in my family, we also have the stockings, right?
Oh, so, my God, the stockings.
And the stockings can, you know, they're tricky because. You could just get regular stocking type fare where you know, a little toy in there or candy, but it's a great way to fool the kids.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I got into the stocking that year, and then I thought it was done. You know, I thought Christmas, the gifts were done.
Right. The really big stuff.
Yeah.
The really, impactful.
And there's an envelope stuff in there.
Oh.
I think I'm remembering this right. I hope I am. Because there's another similar story that where it has a sad
you might be
ending.
The two.
This has a
this
happy
the
ending.
This
has a happy
ending.
Ending. No, this is the happy one. This is the happy
good,
one. The other one has a sad ending. I'll get to that. But if it wasn't in the stocking, I somehow was given an envelope, right? I opened it up and it was a riddle.
Oh, wow.
And I had to solve the riddle, and the riddle...
Did it involve Casa Gallardo?
No. It involved a location in the house.
Uh-huh.
And so I can't remember the riddles in particular, but I solved it and found another envelope.
Oh.
And this envelope was another riddle.
It's a Christmas scavenger.
So you can see where this is going. One envelope would lead to another, and another, and each one's a riddle. And I think each one had also a hint to what the final prize was.
Oh.
I think one even took me outside into the backyard. And then finally, the last riddle took me downstairs behind the washer and dryer, where there was a huge box.
Whoa.
In the shape of a desk.
No.
And
nice.
It was a drawing desk, and wow. It was phenomenal. It was very exciting.
Do you think that your mom and dad had like a concept of how like desperately you wanted that, and that maybe that prompted that level of...
I think that they knew how badly I wanted it, and they probably also knew how much I would enjoy
the hunt. Yeah,
exactly. Now, a similar scenario that has a sad ending that doesn't involve me.
Oh no!
Involves my brother. When my brother turned 16.
Oh, I can imagine where this is going.
He wanted a car, right? He wanted a car, like most 16-year-olds. And he had himself convinced that he was going to get one for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And I can remember, this is when he still lived with us. We, went to bed Christmas Eve. He and I shared a room.
Uh-huh.
And at one point in the middle of the night, the garage door opened. And my dad pulled, like, my dad left.
Huh.
And my brother was like, they're going to get my car. He was sure of it.
Oh, man.
So the next morning, we open all the gifts. Again, there's no car under the tree. And then we get to the stockings. I'm pretty sure this was a situation where it was in the stocking. And there's an envelope in Ben's, my brother's stocking. And he opens it up. And he said, he reads it out loud, and it says something like, we couldn't fit your last present under the tree, so we, and then he sort of trailed off.
Oh, no.
And, like, this look of complete happiness on his face. And when we tell this story, we tell of him literally jumping over the couch and running downstairs to the garage, because the note said we had to put the gift in the garage. So he runs down there, whips open the garage, the basement door,
uh-huh.
And sitting in the garage is a toy car parked where a normal car would be.
No.
We have video of this. And he comes upstairs, and on the video he's smiling, it's really funny. But he is devastated.
Aww.
He was convinced. So he had this little toy car, and not that this mattered to him. It wasn't like a Hot Wheels car. It was a nice little model car. But he was really sort of dejected and like, oh, I got my car, And then to make matters worse, because he's already upset. I mean, he is upset to this day about it.
Oh, wow.
But to make matters worse, this car that they had bought him, this model car, came in a set of cars, and they distributed the other cars amongst my uncles and aunts to give to Ben later that day.
So he relived it over and over again. Man, but that's a classic story.
It's a classic story.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's great.
Ben.
Yeah. Apologize.
Not dancing over sorrow, but that's interesting that you opened the stockings last.
Stockings
those are always,
always
what
last.
I started with.
Really?
Yeah, and I think it was because of the, it was the balance. You wanted to postpone the elation of the big stuff as long as you could, or I did.
Huh.
So I would start with the stockings and then move on to the bigger beyond stocking items.
The fun thing about the stockings for me was that as the morning was going and you're opening gifts, we would usually sort of forget about the stockings.
Mm.
So you get to the end of the gifts and you're like, well, yeah, that's it. And then you'd be like, oh, there's stockings. We forgot, right. You know.
Okay.
And it was a nice follow-up because it would all, like my mom would usually put candy in there or little toys or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Nowadays, and she still does stockings for us these days, she always puts a piece of fruit in there. It's always like a little cutie.
Yeah. Orange. See, that was never a thing with my parents, but
yeah. So a lot of times she'll put it like a scratcher's ticket in there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, they're good.
Nice. I have come to really love stockings.
Yeah.
There's an unpredictability factor there. Like,
yeah.
And I feel like it's a great fertile ground for creativity.
Yeah. Because and experimentation.
Yeah. You can sort of test the waters.
Yeah.
I didn't always feel that way.
No?
Like, today, I find that stocking stuffers tend to be some of my favorite gifts that I receive, you know?
Yeah.
And also, that like, to give. Like, I get really excited about people's reactions that are the reactions that I'm anticipating and hoping for from stocking stuffers. But I remember distinctly one year, I guess it was 1989, when Tim Burton's Batman, the first Batman,
ooh,
came out. And I don't remember.
Do you say that because this will be Batman related?
Yes.
Good.
This is Batman related.
I wasn't sure if you that's sort of like.
That's my reference.
That's your
point.
Flag post.
Yeah. It sort of is.
89 is, as we all know, the year that Tim Burton's Batman was released.
I remember that was the first stadium seating movie that I went to.
What?
See,
really? That early?
Maybe not. No, maybe it wasn't. But I remember there was something like, it was a big theater.
Yeah.
It was like the biggest theater I'd ever been in to go see Batman.
Okay.
But so I don't remember what I really wanted that year.
Yeah.
I remember being very excited about something. And I think it must have been small enough that it would have fit into a stocking.
Okay.
And so I guess I remember thinking that it would probably show up in the stocking. Right,
huh.
Maybe it was like a video game or something.
Yeah,
I thought maybe it could slide into the stocking. I don't know. I don't remember, but I remember I had a very specific expectation or wish. Right, in the stocking.
Wow.
And I remember waking up in the middle of the night
and
thinking, "Well, I can't open presents right now. I can't open presents because I mean it's way too early. They're not going to go for it." But I could probably get away with looking into the stocking.
No.
I did.
Oh,
I did.
Man.
So I creep out into the living room.
Yeah.
And I can see, like, there's stuff there under the tree. It's too dark to really make out what exactly it is or how much is there. But I can see stuff. And I turn my head away. I focus.
You won't go that far.
I'm not going to do that.
You're not going to cross that line.
But I see the stocking.
Yeah.
And it's right there.
Fair game.
And it is plump. I mean, it is packed.
Good.
And I'm thinking, oh, this is great. This is going to be awesome. And I don't want to stand out there. I don't want to stand in the danger zone and open
ooh.
It up. What happens if I drop something? You
yeah.
know, whatever.
Yeah.
And I can't really see anything either because it's dark.
Yeah.
So I take the stocking. I hook it off the back of the chair.
It's like Mission Impossible.
It is.
Lowered yourself in on cables. You're trying not to,
I'm actually riding the back of the dog.
Yeah.
And I'm,
shh, just go.
She's got, like, jingle bells on.
No, shut up.
I unhook the stocking. Mm-hmm. It's hanging on the back of one of the chair posts, the dining room chair.
Be careful. What do you mean? It's hanging on a dining room chair?
Yeah, because we didn't have a mantle or anything.
So you just had a chair out there?
Yeah. Well, like the living room and the dining room sort of ran together.
Yeah.
Our dining room table was like in the living room, basically. And so the stockings would be hung on the back of the dining room chair.
The stockings were hung from the dining room chairs
chairs in hope that there would be something awesome inside there.
Oh, yes.
So I creep back to my bedroom.
Stocking in hand.
Stocking in hand, right? And it's heavy.
You must have been elated.
Oh, my God. And I keep thinking, like, surely they're going to hear me. They're going to hear me because I'm making, like, these beep, beep noises. You know, I'm so excited.
What? You're beeping with excitement.
And I get back to my bedroom, and I close the door, and I pull out a flashlight.
Wow, yeah, I mean, like, you didn't even turn on your light.
No. I mean, I was very, very nervous about this. Yeah. Never done anything like it before. Well, it's a
big deal.
I think at the time I had a bed tent on my bed.
Nice, okay. Bed tents? Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So I crawl back in, zip the bed tent closed. So yeah. I'm ensconced in the bed tent.
Sure.
I turn on the flashlight. There and I start reaching in. Okay, good. And I'm coming out.
Now, are you concerned at all about, are you planning to repack this thing?
Yes. That's the plan. That's
now,
the plan.
And are you at all concerned that you will pack it incorrectly and they'll know?
I'm not even thinking about that okay. right now. I'm not even thinking about it. Now, my one thought was, if I open this and they're all wrapped, then
you're
I'm
screwed. Yeah.
There's no way I can do it.
Yeah.
But fortunately, they weren't.
Okay.
Fortunately or unfortunately, depending
Uh-oh. On.
So I reach in and I think there were like three things in there.
Okay.
And I don't remember exactly which came first. I don't remember. Actually, there's really only one thing I remember. I remember they were all Batman themed.
Good. But, right.
That's good.
Yeah.
However, they were not what I was counting on being in that stocking.
Oh, no.
Now, plus, keep in mind, too, it's the middle of the night.
Yeah.
I mean, I am not entirely awake.
Right.
So I'm not thinking rationally.
Yeah.
But so I remember pulling one thing out and being like, oh, okay.
Okay.
And then pulling another thing out. And yeah. Oh, okay. And then I get down to the last thing.
Yeah.
And I feel it. And I instantly know it's not the thing that I hope it is.
Yeah.
Right. But I'm thinking, all right, well, let's find out what it is.
Yeah. You know?
I pull it out and it is this Dayglow green Batman wallet.
Whoa.
It has like the Batman logo on it and it's Dago green and it's Velcro snap. You
okay.
know? And I have to like, I'm looking at it and I'm like,
oh God,
there's gotta be something inside here. There's gotta be something inside. So I very carefully, I stick like one finger into the edge of the Velcro and I'm like trying to like individually separate the Velcro teeth. Yeah. Right. And eventually I just get like, this is not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So I go, start itching my finger along the
Velcro
to open it up. And I get it open.
Yeah.
And I open it up and there's nothing in there. There's nothing in it. It's the wallet. That's it.
Oh,
you know?
No.
And so I gently close it up.
Oh, wow.
And I reach back into the stocking again, try to feel something else in there and there's nothing. And then I just kind of sit there. I'm sitting there in the dark with the flashlight on.
Yeah.
And I'm completely deflated. And
you're disappointed with the gifts. You're disappointed in yourself.
I did. I felt extremely remorseful.
Yeah.
But and I also I was also like irrationally thinking like, these aren't toys. These aren't toys. What am I gonna do with a wallet? These aren't toys. And I regret that to this day. I don't regret actually looking in there, but in a way it sort of serves me right, you know.
Yeah, for absolutely.
That I would be disappointed
for
doing that. But yeah, so I gently put everything back. And afterwards I was in love with that wallet. Like I thought that wallet was rad, you know.
Yeah.
But in that very specific place where I was mentally, it totally hit me the wrong way.
And you managed to get it back outside.
I did.
On
and
the
as
chair.
Far as I know, they
unaware.
Didn't know the wiser.
The dog knew. Dog was well aware, but kept his mouth shut.
Yeah. That's right.
He told me what I did here.
Outside the carolers start to sing. I can't describe the joy they bring, because joy is something. Christmas time again. It's time to be nice to the people you can't stand. All year, I'm growing tired of all this.
I don't like to know. I don't like to know what I'm going to get.
Yeah.
All the way up until the moment. You know what I mean? Never have I felt the desire to, like, before, because I guess as a kid, I felt like, you know, Christmas morning is the time. So I don't want to know before. I never looked for the gifts ahead of time. You know, what
like
are
searching
my
closets or whatever. I never really.
In fact, I was fearful of looking in closets or any hiding place. I really didn't want to know.
Right.
And so I never in the middle of the night sort of felt that desire to like sneak a peek, you know, I absolutely wanted everything to happen when I felt it should, you know.
I eventually got there. I think actually maybe that whole stocking
that taught you
issue
a lesson.
Taught me a lesson. Yeah, yeah. And then I was sort of like, I'm gonna hang back now. I'm gonna hang back and all things in due time.
Oh man, that's really awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
One year I got a DVD player. This is right. This is not long after DVD players were coming out.
Oh yeah.
And I only note it because the funny thing is I got the DVD player and a separate present I unwrapped was like 4 DVDs, but they were rentals. So my parents had rented movies.
Wow.
Wrapped them so that I have, because they didn't, you know, they didn't buy any DVDs.
Right, sure.
But they wanted me to have something to watch.
That's awesome.
And one of them was definitely Beetlejuice.
Hmm.
I can't remember what the others were. But I remember that it was 3 or 4 DVDs and they were wrapped, but there was a rubber band around the 4 of them.
Oh, okay.
Which seems...
in a way, I like that because... I mean, that sometimes is how they would package them if you rented a lot of movies. You would get I think that's authentic experience. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember being confused when they told me they were rented, that they hadn't bought these. You know, and I was fine with it.
Yeah, like you open them up and then they're like, "Now those are not yours."
Yeah. And then don't damage those.
Don't hurt
to return
those
today.
Those have to be back by midnight.
It was so great. I very much appreciated though, you know, because of course the first thing I'm going to want to do is watch.
You
want to
watch a DVD?
Yeah,
totally.
And so they supplied me with that. You know, whether or not I owned those was didn't really matter.
One of the awkward things I've found, like as I've gotten older, the gratification period has lengthened. Like I find that gifts last longer, you know, like they're more relevant and important to me for longer periods, but they also are like the enjoyment of them is postponed further and further, like as I get
interesting
older. And at least in a lot of cases, like
it's like a month later, like, man, I really like this thing.
Well, no, I mean like the immediacy is protracted now. So like, when I was a child, I would get like action figures or whatever. Yeah. And within seconds you pull open the action figure and you're playing with the action figure. Right. Yeah. Well now, like if you get a DVD or you get a book or something,
put it off.
You have to, like, you can't just instantly.
And I kind of like doing that.
I do too, but it's taken some adjustment.
Yeah.
I think,
yeah.
You know?
Sure.
Like
you want to instantly enjoy the gift.
Yes. Yeah. You open a DVD and you want to cancel everybody else's Christmas.
Right. I have to go check this out.
Turn off the parade.
Yeah.
On the TV. Switch it over.
Stop
to the
opening
DVD player.
Gifts.
Yeah.
We're gonna watch the commentary. On Terminator 3.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. I do, though, like putting that off. You know, what it is it all comes back to, like, trying to retain that feeling that you of joy as long as you can, you know?
Yeah.
And the newness of it all, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'll get, like, a stack of DVDs or a stack of books or whatever for Christmas. And I'm so excited about that stack, you know.
Yeah,
I like to, because what I do now is Christmas Eve, we all go over to my mom's mm-hmm. house and we'll open presents. And then I'll go to my dad's and I'll stay over the night mm-hmm. for Christmas morning. Then we'll open presents with my sister and her family. So I have this whole like stash of gifts in my trunk from Christmas Eve. Yeah. And then like we still go to my we go to my uncle's house now where the rest of the family convenes and you know, opens presents, spends time together. So by the time I can actually get to those gifts, you know, mm-hmm. and properly appreciate and enjoy them, it's been almost 24 hours for some of them. And I just sit there and I'm like, I go through this box now of things that, you know, I've collected over the past 24 hours. And I'm just, you know, this is the stuff. Like, I cannot wait to. And even that now when I get home, I'm tired.
Right. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I don't even though I want to get into that stuff right now, I can't sit there and watch 5 movies in a row. You know, I got to go to bed. I'm tired.
Yeah.
It's been a long weekend or whatever. And so still it's like then the next morning I come back to this box and I can start. Okay. Now I can dig in, you know. It.
Yeah.
And that's, I like that. I love that prolonged. It's like, I never want to get them.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Oh, totally. I can totally appreciate that. Yeah. And in fact, like, and this is a great example, another like really awesome, like, gift that has like stuck with me over time such that, I hadn't anticipated this at all, mm-hmm. but 1 year, this was recently, like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, as one of my presents, I got, the gift was a turntable.
Oh,
you know, for vinyl.
When was this?
Like two years ago.
Okay.
So, but I got it from Deanna.
How many turntables?
One.
No. Microphone?
And no microphone.
Wow. sort of a botch there.
You got to build. Yeah, you got to build. So, but we were traveling over the holidays to go see Deanna's family. And so rather than like get the turntable, bring it with us and wrap it and everything, which would have obviously been like the size of it would have like, it would have triggered me. I would have been like, what is that? You know? So instead I had no idea what gifts that we had taken with us were for who, you know?
Oh, wow.
So, but what I
clever,
got.
Clever.
Was the illustration of a turntable
that
Deanna had made herself, and it's like says John D's new turntable, and then she was like, "Now you can pick out whichever one you want," and she had, you know, packaged a couple of records with it.
Wait. So did you got an illustration?
Yes.
Had she gotten the turntable?
No.
No, okay.
She drew.
So it was like, I'm going to get you a turntable.
Right.
This is what's coming.
Yes.
We haven't picked it out yet.
Right. Because she wanted
you're part of that process.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
I get you.
I did not complete that process for like 7 months. But I still have the original drawing. It's right there on the fridge, on the side of the fridge. So yeah, that prolonged period I think is.
I like
is
too dramatic. That you know she's got the LPs for you ready to go.
Yeah,
that's something that while not required, I think is much appreciated. If someone gives you a gift that requires some other component,
yes,
to be truly useful or to even be used at all, then that's always it's very thoughtful.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
It's the thing, you know, like my parents renting the DVDs or Deanna has LPs. It's funny that you had the LPs and you didn't have the record player.
I did. Yeah. Well, and then like, I was so excited. So I would like, we would go to like record stores on our way back home. We would stop in various cities and I'd be like, oh, I'm going to see if they've got these stores, you know? And so I was going around like buying records that I could not play
on
anything yet. But yeah, it all worked out in the end.
Very nice. Very nice. I I'm excited to open gifts now.
I know. I'm excited to watch other people open gifts.
Yeah, I found, you know, I truly do. It's a very sort of cliche thing to say or to claim, but I do really enjoy giving gifts and finding things that I think people are just gonna flip out over, you know. And watching them open especially now that I have like a niece and nephews and stuff, like kids to give gifts to. And it's funny being on the other side of that, because you're sort of remembering your experiences with opening the, you know, gifts as a kid. And when you see it from the other side, and you expect them to react a certain way, and they'll surprise you sometimes. Like, I remember, I think I had gotten Josh, and I don't think this was for Christmas. I think this is actually a birthday gift, but I had gotten him this, stuffed, this plush for a Pokemon, you know, and I got it. He wanted it. I knew he wanted it. And I thought, you know, he'll like this, obviously. It's something he wants. And I got it for him, and I was so struck by how much he liked it, you know, and how much he enjoyed that doll. Like, it was, you know, so unexpected for me. It was sort of like the reverse of the dark horse being received, and instead giving it, and you're like, oh wow, he really likes that, you know. It's
beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Oh. You're right.
I'm cutting that.
Oh, you can't help it.
Yeah. Well, let's go. Let's go open some more presents.
Okay.
And then put them in the oven.
I'll do it.